Let us now consider the case where the wave vector is perpendicular to the electric field fluctuations. And we then have the following dispersion relation. And as I mentioned, omega PE is the cutoff frequency. Cutoff frequency for the waves. So the waves that are having lower frequency than omega PE cannot propagate in cold plasma. So now, if we imagine that we have a torch, or we have a source of light outside of plasma, and we shine on plasma, then only those frequencies that are higher than the plasma frequency can freely propagate within the plasma. The electromagnetic light in vacuum is simply given by the Faraday's law and the Ampere's law. By combining them, you can get the dispersion relation. So let us now, and then the light is propagating with the speed of light in the vacuum. But now, if we consider that we have the electromagnetic wave incident on a plasma, where we choose the direction of the plasma to be in the z direction, we can consider a one-dimensional case. So then we have the plasma on the right-hand side. We know that only the normal component will change on the boundary. And if we choose this coordinate system, we can see that in the vacuum or outside of plasma, we have the wave in the form e to minus I omega zero t minus k z. In plasma, we need to take into account our dispersion relation. And then we can find how our k will correspond. So we can find the corresponding k, which will be given by, now I'm omitting the vector sign because we are looking at one-dimensional case. In the z, we are looking the z direction. So this is our k that we'll have in the plasma. We'll have some new frequency. Our k will be related to the frequency, the new frequency that will be because of the propagating in the plasma. So what we have is e to minus I omega zero t minus k that should be z z c omega 2 minus omega p. Now we have two cases. So we have two solutions depending on the whether the omega is larger or smaller than the plasma frequency. So we can write them in the following way: E minus I omega zero t times E I set c omega minus omega PE. This is valid if omega is larger than omega P. The other case is when they are smaller than omega PE, then what we have under the square root is negative, so we have the imaginary part, and then this I times I gives us a minus. So what we have is P minus square. So that means that, I mean, in the first case, everything is okay. So the wave is propagating. And so we have a wave propagating. But in the second case, we see that our wave will have the following form. We'll have the oscillations or sine and cosine that are in time, but when it comes to space, these oscillations will get smaller and smaller the farther we go into plasma. So we have the exponential decay of plasma in space. That means that our plasma, I mean, in the other case, our wave will be fluctuating, but it will be heavily damped and cannot propagate. So this is a decaying wave. We can define the characteristic damping distance, how fast this wave will disappear in the plasma, or how far it can reach, and that will be the it's usually written as delta. It's basically omega p squared minus omega squared. It's basically this term here. So you can see that delta is proportional to the plasma frequency, inverse proportional to the plasma frequency if omega is much smaller than the plasma frequency. It is called the London penetration depth. And it's also called skin depth. So you can think of a plasma as having a layer, like a skin, a layer where the low frequency waves, electromagnetic wave, can get into, but they cannot get much farther. And that's related to C over omega P. Over this distance, the amplitude of the wave is decreased by E2 minus 1, by an exponential factor. So what we have the exponentially decaying wave. The London penetration depth or skin depth, all this process is often called the dynamic shielding. It's just trying to find the analogy to the bi-shielding, which is static, where we have the shielding of plasma excess charge by other particles. But in this case, we have the dynamic phenomena wave trying to penetrate into the plasma. So in the cold wave approximation, we have seen that we have two different modes. We have the longitudinal wave and the and transverse wave. The transverse wave has no perturbation in the density and only have fluctuating currents that need to be divergence free. And when the density is going to zero, then it become a purely electromagnetic wave. The phase velocity of that wave, transverse wave, is larger than the speed of light, but the group velocity is smaller than the speed of light. When we have longitudinal wave, when the K vector is parallel to electric field, we have electrostatic waves, which are not really a proper wave. These are simply the oscillations. The phase velocity can have any value. The group velocity is equal to zero. So this is not a propagating wave. Omega PE is in both dispersion relations, and it acts as the cutoff frequency. So no smaller frequencies than the plasma frequency are allowed in this description when it comes to the propagation of waves in cold plasmas. And as a effect of that, when we now have the incoming electromagnetic wave into the plasma, then it will be decaying exponentially and will reach, I would say, a few skin depths, then we can, then it will be very well damped. We need to keep in mind that all this discussion is valid for cold plasmas. Very homogeneous plasmas and isotropic plasmas. We have neglected collisions, and we are looking at the frequencies that are much lower, much higher than the K times thermal velocity. So the phase velocity or the phase velocity characteristic velocities in the plasmas that we are interested in are much higher than the thermal velocity. If we allow for a temperature, if we allow for collisions, and if we allow for a magnetic field, then the things will be come a bit more complicated. But we'll see in the future, next lectures, how they will be changing this description. So remember that the this plasmas that we have here, this is the simplest model for waves in cold plasmas, and where we have the two fluid model. All right, that's it what we have for today, and thank you.